Though my learning is feeble, I guess wildly about everything. Since my scriptural knowledge is scant, I engender wrong views about everything. Dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception. Mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. Though my learning is feeble, I guess wildly about everything. Okay? So, you know, we haven't studied. We don't know very much. Somebody asks us a question, make up an answer. You know, just guess. Yeah? And if you deliver it properly, they're going to believe it's God's truth. You know, so, you know, or another thing, you know, if one doesn't know very much, then when you do learn something, you're full of doubts. You know, you learn something new that you never heard of. You know, I never heard of this before. This can't possibly be true. This doesn't exist. You know, or we're very skeptical of other people's knowledge. You know, yeah, we're just skeptical, and because we don't want to admit that we don't know very much. Or we put down the value of learning. You know, oh, all that stuff, you know, useless, not necessary. Okay. Since my scriptural knowledge is scant, I engender wrong views about everything. So we might have a great reputation, but if we don't know the scriptures very well, when we teach, what we're basically teaching, you know, could very well be wrong views. And if you teach wrong views, I mean, that's incredibly damaging to students who have faith in you. You know? I mean, when you don't know what you're talking about, it's better not to talk, because otherwise it can really be damaging if the people have faith. If they don't have faith in you, then, you know, that's fine, because they're smart enough, they'll go out and check up what you say and think about it and, you know, scrutinize it and ask other people. So, you know, that's not so dangerous if they don't have faith in you. But if they have faith in you and you're teaching wrong views, it's really damaging. And what I've noticed is that people often, you know, the first things they hear when they first get into the Dharma are the things that stay with them for a very long time. Yeah, because they're the first things. And so sometimes if you what you learn the first time is wrong, it becomes hard afterwards to learn correct views, because you know, you believe the first teacher. Oh yes, you know, they're teaching, yeah, they must know what they're talking about, I believe them. Then somebody who's more knowledgeable comes and teaches you the correct view, and you say, oh well, that person's contradicting what my teacher said, or, you know, this new teacher, they don't really know what they're talking about. You know, because we were very influenced by the first person we studied with. So we come to doubt, you know, other views that, you know, may happen to be the correct views, or things taught by teachers who are much better educated. Yeah, so it's really important when you're, you know, selecting. I mean, you can go to teachings by anybody, that's fine. But going to teachings by somebody is different than making that person one of your teachers. Okay, so before you make somebody one of your teachers, you really want to, you know, check out their qualifications very thoroughly, and check out their education and their relationship with their own teacher and their ethical discipline and all these kinds of things. Okay, that's quite important. So we need to be careful if we're ever in this position of not just blabbing about things that we don't know. Oh, I remember I was going to say, is when selecting a teacher, you want teachers who know, you know, have a broad overview of the Buddhist scriptures as well, not somebody who just teaches one practice. Yeah, because our mind is very complex. And so, as His Holiness says, we need to know a lot of different kinds of practices and ways to deal with our mind. You know, sometimes there are teachers who only teach one thing. You know, they only teach, you know, Poa. That's all they teach. You know, and they may or may not know, you know, all the other facets of the Buddha Dharma. And so it's important, you know, if somebody's going to be your primary teacher, you know, and you want to study all the different things from them, that you find somebody who has a broader base of knowledge and of practice, and not just, you know, the only thing they know is one practice. Okay? So similarly, if you happen to be on the side of the teacher, you want to make sure that you have some scriptural knowledge about different things so that if people ask you questions, you're not just guessing wildly or making up wrong views or misleading them. And the best thing to do when you don't know the answer is to say, I don't know. Nothing wrong with that. And even the Dalai Lama does that. So, you know, and I think that's actually the way you can see if somebody is is actually a good practitioner, is if they're willing to admit what they don't know, you know. But if somebody's always going on, oh yeah, this has an answer for everything, I don't know, some great teachers do, they really know their stuff, but the rest of us dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception, mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. Okay, now 85, habituated to attachment and anger, I insult all those who oppose me. Habituated to envy, I slander and denigrate others. Dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception, mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self. Habituated to attachment and anger, I insult all those who oppose me. Okay, you don't like my opinion? Yeah, you don't like my idea? What kind of idiot are you? You know, what do you know? Who have you been studying with? Yeah? Well, you know, you come some kind of jerk, you haven't thought about things very well. You know? I mean, somebody that we're habituated with attachment and anger, somebody opposes us. You know? We insult them, don't we? They don't like our ideas, therefore they're fools. They disagree with our opinions, therefore they don't know what they're talking about. They do things in a different way than we do. Forget them. Okay? So somehow our mind, again, it's kind of this defensive threatened mode, you know, where we feel very insecure because there is diversity amongst human beings. Duh. You know, but we can't stand the diversity. It feels threatening to us. We want one way, which happens to be our way. You know, to be the one that is most appreciated and most respected. And, you know, this can happen in any field, can't it? You know, in science or psychology or who knows what it is, you know. But it's hard for us to accept sometimes that people have different dispositions, different tendencies. It's good that there's, you know, a wide variety of views. You know, we have a really hard time accepting that and giving other people space to do what they need to do or to practice what they need to practice. And this is, you know, in any kind of field. But instead, we adhere to orthodoxy, which happens to be our opinion. So even if we are the radical opinion that's opposing the orthodoxy, we want to make our radical opinion the new orthodoxy. Okay? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm rebelling. Those people are just, you know, sticks in the mud. They don't know what they're talking about. My new view is the right one, the best one in whatever field it is. And you're wanting your new radical view to become the new orthodoxy with yourself declared as the founder of it, you know, so that for generations to come, they will all point to you as the founder of this new theory, this new whatever it is, okay? Yeah, clearly arrogance and self-centeredness. Okay, habituated to envy, I slander and denigrate others. Yeah, so very well knowing jealousy, envy, you know, we can't stand others' good qualities. Somebody's better than us, can't stand it. Somebody knows more than us. Somebody is more ethical. Somebody is more popular. Somebody took our boyfriend away or our girlfriend away. You know, our kid likes somebody else better than they like us. No? Or whatever it is, you know, in work, all sorts of things. You know, we just get so jealous of other people. Yeah, and so we can't stand it when people are better or have a higher reputation or more well-respected than us. So what do? We put them down. We denigrate them. You know, we pick faults with them. Yeah? instead of, you know, just kind of remaining silent, or instead of, you know, acknowledging their good qualities or whatever, instead we just dig in and criticize them. Okay, I slander and denigrate others. Oh, yeah. We do, don't we? Yeah? Okay, so dance and trample on the head of this betrayer, false conception. Mortally strike at the heart of this butcher, the enemy, the self.